I'm in the worst than I could. I'm in the worst. My doctor really told me some things the other day that really frightened me. But let's fight, go, and move into it.
Well, I believe that when you're helping someone else, you're healing them, but also believe the healer gets healed too. So you're definitely doing the right thing, doing everything you can for yourself. That's right. I think you'll pull through quite fine. I've seen it happen to plenty of people before.
I feel that too. I really feel that.
Well, you conquered cancer 5 years ago, so my gosh.
I just say I didn't have it. And I still say that. And, you know, I struggle back and forth with whatever's going on with my body, but I've still
got... But if you do die, don't feel guilty and blame yourself now.
No. Why would I?
You won't die.
Well, one thing about it, we did come here to do that.
Yes.
We came here to die. We didn't, you know.
Well, I don't believe in death. I have a different philosophy, but go ahead.
Okay, I like that too.
I take it literally. What sages have said before, the death is an illusion. I don't take it figuratively. I take it literally. But this is your story right now. If you want to ask me how, really, a little more detail on that, I can tell you.
Give me a little detail.
Okay, I don't believe that anybody ever has died. What happens is death is acted out for us to learn compassion. In other words, if someone's really destined to die, an angel will come to him before he or she begins to experience pain. They're taken into the other dimension, and an angel acts it out for the sake of other people around witnessing that and learning compassion. This is the only way I can believe in a loving God. Why, when people ask the universal question, why do little innocent babies get killed at war, they are removed before any pain happens to them. They are slipped over into the other dimension, and angels, as actors and actresses, act out the dying babies to teach us compassion.
Right.
So I don't think anybody really has died.
Okay.
That's my philosophy.
That's very interesting. For me, when I'm at life or death, I think when my spirit leaves this vessel, where do I want it to be? Where do I want to channel my energy to go?
I don't think your spirit's going to leave your vessel. I think your vessel is going to transform. But go ahead. I have a different philosophy.
Okay. I just want to know. I'm trying to channel in to find out whenever it is. I mean, 10 years from now, 5 years from now, you're wrong. How can I be of service to her still?
Are you asking me, or is this a figurative question?
This is a figurative question. How can I have this in my soul to help someone else to get on a better track with themselves? I mean, like it's amazing for them to see me sometimes on the corner throwing stuff, and one of the people may give me a dollar too much, or
mm-hmm.
I give it back to them. And they're like, why would I keep it? I lose so much more by mm-hmm. keeping it than when they return it. And I guess people don't understand that. I mean,
that's their problem, not yours.
No, you're right. It's not my problem. But trying to teach that, or trying to develop that in other people's heads. Wrong choice of words. Planting the seed.
Right.
But then, to try to see a different way.
I would think you just continue what you're doing. Just radiate goodness to people. It's magnificent. You already deserve medals and recognition for your incredible endurance against the greatest odds. I feel this way about quite a few people out in the streets, and others who've gone through very difficult times.
I belong, when I left Washington, D.C.,
my late church.
There's a church that I started going to. It's called
uh-huh.
Inner Light Unity Movement.
Mm-hmm.
Our mother church is in Los Angeles. It's Bishop Carl Bean.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you've ever heard that name.
I've heard of the name, but
Carl
I don't quite recall what I read.
He was one of the people back in the 60s who wrote a song called I Was Made That Way.
Mm-hmm.
Being gay. Men.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we just bring it out.
Mm-hmm.
So he's a bishop now.
Right.
But through that church, I found so much understanding, spiritual advisement, relaxing soulment. It's like my spirit is relaxing, my soul is relaxed. And I have to think back of that in order to get out of that that whole chamber of anger.
Gays can be very shamanistic, that's one of their roles.
Oh, definitely, definitely.
As healers.
Yeah.
But, some of them are pretty nasty too, but that's in every group.
Oh, yeah. Oh, we all do, you know. I remember some things that they say to, but like one of our things is God is love and love is for everyone, and I see the God in you, you know, because we all work from the good and the bad.
We're each shaped out of a piece of God himself.
Good. And the devil, there was a phrase, and I had to laugh about this. My best friend, we were talking about that, we were going through this, and he said, he read a book that said, without the devil, there would be no reason to praise God. And I thought, that's pretty phenomenal. I mean, I can't picture not being able to or not being able to, I can't picture that, but that's an interesting thing.
Well, the knowledge of good and evil, we have to share all the things that God went through in order to learn to enjoy life.
Keep it at choices.
I believe that God is an evolving God along with us, that we are part and parcel, even though there's also a separate God. The real God is all and everything. So, of course, if we're not there yet, God isn't there yet.
Yes.
So, we all do this too. We all grow together.
Mm-hmm. I kind of want to cut this interview short. One of the things, as a result of that stairwell, almost thought I was going to die. As a result of that, I was talking with a friend, and we were going to do this paper about it, and the name of the hotel was Super Hate Hotel.
Wow. As an H-A-I-G-H-T? Yeah, but I get the double meaning.
Mm-hmm. So anyway, I just really wished people would be a lot more, who is anybody to judge, to focus in, to see your life the way they think it should be.
Just, here comes that light little rain again.
Yeah. It's a joke, man, and people don't need that, but I wish people would be just a little less racialist here in San Francisco.
Right.
This is bad to me, I mean.
Racialist combined, and so is there's plenty of homophobia here in gay Mecca.
Yeah,
and anyway, it's too expensive for gays in rural South America to come here anymore anyway, so the gay Mecca is over and done with.
Right. And you know, I don't particularly mind it because we can get through everything, anything. But you have to put a certain mold of being black. You have to put a certain mold to being in crowd, for you not to be snobbed down on, looked down on.
Look, I'm a gay activist. I have no acceptance in the gay community here because I'm a liberal. I'm for the homeless. I'm for universal health care. I speak for a silent majority. The gays and lesbians across small-town rural America still live in terror. Mm. I'm giving them a voice. What the urban gay community has to offer, I don't want it. I don't go to the baths. I don't go to the sex clubs. I don't go to the bars. I'm a coffee house guy. I'm a street guy.
Yeah.
And that nice, wholesome, radical sense that came out in the first few years of the gay movement, that's all gone. But we shall resume that again. Things are getting better soon.
Yeah.
Well, we'll end this?
Yeah, I think
Thank you.
Can do that.